Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau, Kaufmann. B-Profil 2012. Englisch. Hörverstehen. Serie 1. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task. Now listen. 1. A message on a private answer phone.
Hello, this is Antonia Griseldi from Eurotravel. I'm calling concerning your trip to Elba on Saturday the 30th of July. Since Toremar ferries are booked out that day, I've reserved your passage on one operated by Moby. It's slightly more expensive, but there's no other choice. The fare for one car and three passengers is €62.50 instead of €58.50. You'll be leaving Piombino in the afternoon at 16:45, arriving at Porto Ferraio on Elba at 17:40. To confirm the booking, please call me at 043-667-8950 during office hours, or else send me an email. My address is a.griseldi@eurotravel.com. That's a.griseldi@eurotravel.com. Thank you.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, this is Antonia Griseldi from Eurotravel. I'm calling concerning your trip to Elba on Saturday the 30th of July. Since Toremar ferries are booked out that day, I've reserved your passage on one operated by Moby. It's slightly more expensive, but there's no other choice. The fare for one car and three passengers is €62.50 instead of €58.50. You'll be leaving Piombino in the afternoon at 16:45, arriving at Porto Ferraio on Elba at 17:40. To confirm the booking, please call me at 043-667-8950 during office hours, or else send me an email. My address is a.griseldi@eurotravel.com. That's a.griseldi@eurotravel.com. Thank you.
Now go on to part two. Two. A message on a company answer phone.
Hello, this is Tony Burgess. That's B-U-R-G-E-S-S. My client's number is 029706. I'd like to place an order for a couple of things from your latest brochure. First, I'd like your special offer of 3 different bottles of vinegar for £8.90, which was discounted from £12.90. Secondly, you can also send me 4 jars of article number 1215, which is instant coffee. Then I'd like to profit from this month's offer of Italian wines by organic producers. I'll take 1 carton with 6 bottles. That's all for the moment. Please send the products to my home address in Truro, which is 15 South End Road. Thank you.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, this is Tony Burgess. That's B-U-R-G-E-S-S. My client's number is 029706. I'd like to place an order for a couple of things from your latest brochure. First, I'd like your special offer of 3 different bottles of vinegar for £8.90, which was discounted from £12.90. Secondly, you can also send me 4 jars of article number 1215, which is instant coffee. Then I'd like to profit from this month's offer of Italian wines by organic producers. I'll take 1 carton with 6 bottles. That's all for the moment. Please send the products to my home address in Truro, which is 15 South End Road. Thank you.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to an interview with Jeffrey Rowland, Chairman of Games Designers Red Redemption. For each question, mark the best answer, A, B, or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Welcome to our weekly business talk. My name is Irene Walker, and today my guest is Jeffrey Rowland, chairman at Red Redemption, the Oxford-based games designers. Jeffrey, what kind of game is your latest hit, Fate of the World? Has it got anything to do with alien invasions, or is it another war game?
Neither of them. It's a strategy game about climate change, in which players are asked to either save the world or destroy it.
Is this your first climate game?
Actually, we'd already made a browser-based game called Climate Change for the BBC, which was very successful. It's been played more than 1 million times since it was launched in 2006.
How is Fate of the World different, then?
It's a much bigger model. Apart from climate change, it also deals with population growth, diseases and economics. They can cut carbon emission and prevent the atmosphere from heating up further, or they can let temperatures rise and cause floods, droughts and fires.
Where did you get all your data from?
We use input from a team of scientists and economists in the USA and Great Britain. For example, Dr. Miles Allen from Oxford University has provided us with a prediction model.
So it's all real-world scientific data?
Mostly. But when we have to choose between good gameplay and good data, we go for the gameplay. Some of the data in the game just don't exist, but they make good gameplay mechanics.
I suppose if a game sells well or not doesn't depend only on the quality of the data used, but on whether it's a good game or not. After all, players want to have fun, don't they?
Absolutely. And up to now, most games with a social message have had a lower budget, and I can't list many that were brilliant.
Who are the players of your games? Mostly men?
You'd think so, but actually, between 50 and 60% of our players are female. And most of our audience are in their early 20s to 40s, with about a 50-50 split between Mac and PC.
How big was your team for the project?
14, which is a lot for an independent developer, but tiny compared to big studios. Richard Jakes did the soundtrack. He did the music for Mass Effect and the new James Bond game. David Bishop, who is one of the writers for Doctor Who, did all the writing in the game.
How did you get that sort of talent involved in the game?
The BBC game was good publicity, and then it's been my job to get the game out there and build partnerships. We have partnered with Oxford University, the WWF, Greenpeace and Amnesty International, amongst others.
How did you finance the production of Fate of the World?
We've had a lot of support. We raised our own money to make the game through the sale of shares, so we are self-financed with no publisher money.
I'm sure this gives you a lot more independence.
Yeah. We wanted to be free to try a lot of different things, which they would consider too risky. The business could be described as publishers make skyscrapers, and we are making an interesting designer house. They're looking at a big budget, big down-the-line products.
Fate of the World seems very atypical when compared to most games in the mainstream market.
Right. I've always wanted to make new kinds of games and find new challenges.
You're going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Welcome to our weekly business talk. My name is Irene Walker, and today my guest is Geoffrey Rowland, chairman at Red Redemption, the Oxford-based games designers. Geoffrey, what kind of game is your latest hit, Fate of the World? Has it got anything to do with alien invasions, or is it another war game?
Neither of them. It's a strategy game about climate change, in which players are asked to either save the world or destroy it.
Is this your first climate game?
Actually, we'd already made a browser-based game called Climate Change for the BBC, which was very successful. It's been played more than 1 million times since it was launched in 2006.
How is Fate of the World different, then?
It's a much bigger model. Apart from climate change, it also deals with population growth, diseases and economics. They can cut carbon emission and prevent the atmosphere from heating up further, or they can let temperatures rise and cause floods, droughts and fires.
Where did you get all your data from?
We use input from a team of scientists and economists in the USA and Great Britain. For example, Dr. Miles Allen from Oxford University has provided us with a prediction model.
So it's all real-world scientific data?
Mostly. But when we have to choose between good gameplay and good data, we go for the gameplay. Some of the data in the game just don't exist, but they make good gameplay mechanics.
I suppose if a game sells well or not doesn't depend only on the quality of the data used, but on whether it's a good game or not. After all, players want to have fun, don't they?
Absolutely. And up to now, most games with a social message have had a lower budget, and I can't list many that were brilliant.
Who are the players of your games? Mostly men?
You'd think so, but actually, between 50 and 60% of our players are female, and most of our audience are in their early 20s to 40s, with about a 50-50 split between Mac and PC.
How big was your team for the project?
14, which is a lot for an independent developer, but tiny compared to big studios. Richard Jakes did the soundtrack. He did the music for Mass Effect and the new James Bond game. David Bishop, who is one of the writers for Doctor Who, did all the writing in the game.
How did you get that sort of talent involved in the game?
The BBC game was good publicity, and then it's been my job to get the game out there and build partnerships. We have partnered with Oxford University, the WWF, Greenpeace and Amnesty International, amongst others.
How did you finance the production of Fate of the World?
We've had a lot of support. We raised our own money to make the game through the sale of shares, so we are self-financed with no publisher money.
I'm sure this gives you a lot more independence.
Yeah. We wanted to be free to try a lot of different things, which they would consider too risky. The business could be described as publishers make skyscrapers, and we are making an interesting designer house. They're looking at a big budget, big down-the-line products.
Fate of the World seems very atypical when compared to most games in the mainstream market.
Right. I've always wanted to make new kinds of games and find new challenges.
This is the end of Task B. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.